This is a moment Crimson Tide fans like to remember. Coach Nick Saban hoisting the BCS Championship Trophy in Pasadena in 2010.
Now, if you want to see one of the Waterford Crystal trophies up close, all you have to do is go to Tuscaloosa.
Everybody says, hey, it's got McDonald's on it. McDonald's was the sponsor that year.
Ken Gaddy is manager of the Bear Bryant Museum on the campus of the University of Alabama. The Tide beat Miami in January of 1993 to win the very first BCS championship, but Gaddy says the title didn't come with the final whistle.
So you really had to wait until that next morning, even after defeating Miami, to know if we had won the national championship. It was a de facto first versus second team, but you really had to wait for those polls to come out the next day to see who won.
That first BCS championship trophy is in a glass case with other mementos from the 1992 season under Coach Gene Stallings.
Okay, I think that's a picture of me up there on that very tip-top row.
Crimson Tide fan Kathy Morris makes a beeline to the 1992 exhibit with her two teenage sons.
The thing I remember most was with being so high, you could see the whole field. So when Teague was coming up to do the strip, I mean, we could see it happening before anybody...
Morris is referring to when Alabama's George Teague chased Miami's Lamar Thomas and stripped the ball from him.
George Teague is after him and runs him down.
Takes the ball
away from him. Teague's got the ball.
I had the exact same reaction. I said, oh, man.
That's Martin Houston of Tuscaloosa.
Oh, he's going to catch him. He caught him. He has the ball. I said, so we went through the exact same reaction as the fans did.
Now, if it sounds like Houston was a bit closer to the action than Morris, he was.
All right, Jay Barker at quarterback for the Crimson Tide. Martin Houston and Derek Lassick are the men behind him.
Yes, that Martin Houston. He was a fullback when the Crimson Tide went to New Orleans to face Miami in the 1992 championship. And he says he's hearing a lot of comparisons this week between the bruising defense the Tide had 20 years ago and the players on the team right now.
I'd take their linebackers probably, and I'd take our defensive back. So I think between the two, you probably have the best defense that's ever walked on the field.
Houston is among a handful of 1992 players who still live near Tuscaloosa. Dennis Deason of Chelsea recalls how close he came to not playing that day.
Well, I suffered a concussion before the Mississippi State game. I didn't get to play a whole lot, but I actually was questionable whether I was going to play or not, and I told Coach Stallings, I said, I don't care if it messed me up the rest of my life. I got to play in this game some.
Deason played center during the 1992 game. As for how the Crimson Tide will do this time around, Deason recalls how tough LSU was when he was on the team.
They're very similar to us. They're always, they come at you. They don't try to really beat you around the edges a whole lot. Their defense is real fast, very physical. Offense comes straight at you, very similar to Alabama.
Both Deason and Martin Houston think Alabama will win tonight's BCS rematch. The last time the two teams played, back in November, LSU won by a field goal in overtime. Despite that disappointing loss, Martin Houston says he liked how the Tide played that night.
We took chances and trick plays, and Les Miles didn't do any of that. And if you had told me going into the game, I would have told you it would be the reverse.
Back at the Bear Bryant Museum, Kathy Morris's sons have heard enough about the 1992 win and make their way to artifacts from the Nick Saban era. Morris says she'd like to be in New Orleans for tonight's game, but the ticket prices are just too high.
But I'd love to be there. I'd love to be. I feel like I'm a good luck charm. I feel like I need to be there.
There may be a new glassed-in exhibit about tonight's game for Morris to visit down the road, but the Crimson Tide will have to beat LSU first. Kickoff is tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Louisiana Superdome. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.